Ecclesiology, question number one. What is the church? My response. The church is a unique spiritual organism designed by Christ. Quote, the church, end quote, is different than a church, though they are interrelated. In addition to comparing and contrasting those different descriptors, this response will address the global, relational, and timeless nature of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. A church is made up of believers and unbelievers. The building or local gathering place possesses both. However, Scripture speaks of the church in a way that extends far beyond the walls of our local buildings and excludes those who are unbelieving and deceived. In a church, people can be knowingly unrepentant or deceived about their spiritual state, thinking they are saved, but by their fruit they show no evidence. Matthew 7, verses 13 through 14, and James 2, verses 14 and verse 26. But in the church, there are only true believers. The church is the called and collected, also known as the called out ones. Those who are granted faith are added to this living spiritual organism. Acts 2, verse 41 and verse 47. It is made up of those who repent, seek Christ for the forgiveness of sins, and deny themselves, take up their cross daily, and follow him. Acts 2, verse 38, and Luke 9, verse 23. The church is built by Christ himself. Matthew 16, verse 18. In the satisfying work of the atonement of his shed blood at Calvary. Romans 3, verse 25. Those who are drawn out, John 6, verse 44, and John 15, verse 19, and separated from the world are to be lights for Christ. Matthew 5, verse 16, and 1 John 2, verse 15. Those who are in Jesus' church are those who truly love him, and as a result of the love, they obey his word. John 14, 15. Therefore, the church is a relationship horizontally and vertically. Individual Christians each have the Holy Spirit, are, quote, in Christ, and, end quote, and cry out to the same Father. Since the same Spirit indwells each believer, the church is literally a family connected together by Christ to adore God. Scripture gives us many pictures to help us see the significance and relational nature of how God loves his church. We are, quote, body, end quote. We are an extended, united part of Christ. Though we each have different gifts and roles, there are many, quote, members, and all the members of the body, though they are many, are one body. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, for the body is not one member, but many, end quote. 1 Corinthians 12, verses 12 through 14. Paul states that we are all part of this, quote, body, end quote, just as feet and ears are all integral to a human body. Christ also gives us the marriage relationship image to help us see that just as man and wife come together to love one another sacrificially, Ephesians 5, verse 21 through 27, so it is that Christ, quote, nourishes and cherishes the church, because we are members of his body, end quote, verse 29 through 33. Another great image that is given to us to help us understand the church is the sheep flock and the shepherd. Quote, I have other sheep, which are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will hear my voice, and they will become one flock with one shepherd, and they follow me. John 10, verse 16 and verse 27, end quote. While so much more could be said about this image, it is essential to point out that Jesus leads his church with his words, shepherds his church, literally guides them, and has called out believers from different folds, though they are one with him. Though our culture and times may be different from Paul's apostolic missions, believers from that era were no different from today's American believer in terms of being in the sheepfold of Christ and loving God as Father. Neither is a Zimbabwe believer from 400 years ago any different. Since God is timeless and we are in him through Christ, believers are an eternal family. Even while we were yet rebellious, Romans 5 verse 8, God demonstrated love by adopting wicked sinners to become his children, 1 John 3, verse 1, through the willful sacrifice and all-sufficient atonement of Jesus Christ. We've been called out of darkness to be with him forever as a community of believers. However, since he doesn't rapture his church upon conversion, there is still much to do here to bear fruit among this world.